KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Day one of the Girls State Golf Championships in the books after yesterday's action. A little delay in the start yesterday because of some wet grounds, but otherwise some pretty decent golf played at some of these courses yesterday. In Class 1A first round action at the Marshalltown American Legion course, Grundy Center has a four-stroke lead in a tough team competition. Grundy Center shot 357 yesterday. Bishop Garrigan at 361. Valley is at 363 in a tight race at the top. Corning is an eighth at 463 after their first round of golf. Alexa Capetius of Bishop Garrigan has a four-stroke lead individually, shooting a 79 in her first round. That's four strokes better than Hillary Samo of Grundy Center and Jody Schott of Valley, who both posted 83. Kaylee Westlake of Corning shot 91 in her first round. Serena Robinette of Griswold posted a 114 first-round score. In Class 2A, also at the Marshalltown American Legion course yesterday, Alta Aurelia jumped out to a big lead with a 339 team total after day one. Nashua Plainfield is second at 363. Audubon's currently sitting in fourth place. They shot 375 in their first round. Sarah McMichael of Nashua Plainfield shot 79, giving her a one-stroke lead over three other golfers, including Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley, who all shot 80. Shelby Williams of Cam Adair Casey also in the hunt. She's three strokes back after her first round, shooting an 82 on the first day, placing sixth so far. Lexi Tiggison of Audubon sits 12th after day one with an 86. Susie Byland of Audubon shot 88. She's 15th after the first round of golf. Class 3A action yesterday at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Kemper Catholic has the seven-stroke lead at the top. They shot 367 in their first round. Beckman Catholic at 374 is second. Atlantic shot a 401 total. The Trojans in sixth place after the first day. Clarinda shot a 411, their eighth. Paige Van Dyke of South Tama shot 72 and has a six-stroke lead over Kate Coyle of Cascade, who shot 78 in the individual competition. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic shot 83 in her first round of golf yesterday. That puts her fourth overall coming into the second and final day of action. Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic posted 87. She's in 10th place coming into today's round. Also in Class 4A at the Ames Golf and Country Club, Charles City has a commanding lead with a 330 first day total. Cedar Rapids Xavier sits at 352 after day one in second place. Individually, Jesse Sindlinger of Charles City scorched the course yesterday. If it was wet to start the day, it was all dried out when she finished burning it up yesterday. She's in the lead, shooting an 8 under par 65 in her first round yesterday, as she has a big lead after day one individually. Also, Class 5A Lake Panorama National was the site for that meet yesterday, and Waukee has a 15-stroke lead heading into today's second and final round. They shot 325, Pleasant Valley at 340, currently in second place. Anna Cullinan of Pleasant Valley and Kelsey Shea of Waukee each tied for the lead in the medalist competition. They both posted 76 in their first round yesterday. In girls' regional soccer yesterday, in Class 1A action, it was Atlantic picking up a win. The Atlantic beat Creston 1-0 last night. Emily Mitchell scored the only goal for the Trojans, who held Creston to only two shots on goal. Playing some pretty good defense last night, Atlantic advances in regional soccer play. Also advancing, Kemper Catholic, a 4-1 winner over Humboldt. Riverside moves on with a 3-2 penalty kick victory over Missouri Valley. Underwood advances with a 3-0 win over AHST in 1A play. In 2A action last night, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Perry 4-2. Lewis Central topping Thomas Jefferson 4-1. Glenwood beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey 1-0. And it was ADM over Norwalk by a score of 4-0. In high school baseball action last night, Glenwood defeating Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 conference play 7-3 was the final. Denison took a pair from Red Oak 13-0 and 6-2. Harlan beat Shenandoah 9-2. Kemper Catholic 11-1 over Clarinda. AHST beat Griswold 14-5. Audubon over Underwood 2-1. ADM beat Carroll 6-1. Adair Casey topping Orient Maxburg 9-3. Cam beating Iowa Christian Academy 4-3. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodward Granger 9-2. It was Guthrie Center over Panorama 6-1. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 8-3 and Tri-Center 7-2 over Riverside. In girls softball action last night, Denison beat Red Oak twice, 11-1 and 12-0. It was Harlan over Shenandoah 12-2. Clarinda beat Kemper Catholic 17-5 in the first game of a doubleheader. Kemper Catholic a winner in the nightcap 14-4. AHST beat Griswold 7-4. It was Ballard 12-0 over Carroll. Charter Oak Ute edging Manning 5-3. Exira EHK a shutout winner 7-0 over Grandview Park Baptist. Panorama beat Guthrie Guthrie Center 11-9. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Thomas Jefferson 11-0. Stanton topping Villisca 7-2. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 14-4. It was Underwood over Audubon 7-2. And Woodward Granger beat Coon Rapids Baird by an 8-5 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, everything was interleague play. It was Carlos Beltran hitting a two-run homer against his former team. Rookie Tyler Lyons made another dazzling start. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat Kansas City 4-1 last night. That's the Royals' 10th consecutive home defeat. The only two hits that Lyons allowed over seven innings were to Billy Butler, a two-out RBI double in the first inning and a bloop single in the seventh. Otherwise, the left-hander shut down an anemic Kansas City offense to improve to 2-0 in his week-old Major League career. Trevor Rosenthal pitched the eighth inning in a driving rain for St. Louis, and Edward Mujica breezed through a perfect ninth for his 16th save of the season. Matt Carpenter and Matt Hollanday added solo homers in the sixth inning off the Royals' Irvin Santana as the Cards improved to a Major League best 20-9 on the road this season. Elsewhere around interleague play, it was Atlanta beating Toronto in 10 innings 7-6, Colorado edging Houston 2-1, Washington 9-3 over Baltimore, Pittsburgh got by Detroit in 11 innings 1-0, Cincinnati beat Cleveland 8-2, Tampa Bay over Miami 7-6, the Mets over the Yankees 2-1, Philadelphia beat Boston 3-1, Minnesota in 14 innings, a 6-5 winner over Milwaukee. Oakland beat San Francisco 6-3, Dodgers blanking the Angels 3-0, San Diego a 6-1 winner over Seattle, Chicago at Chicago, that's the Cubs at the White Sox, that was rained out yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs continue to surge as they post a 6-2 road win over Nashville. Oklahoma City beat the Omaha Storm Chasers by a score of 5-2. Well, the Indiana Pacers refuse to be pushovers. The Eastern Conference Finals are tied at two games apiece after the Pacers closed on a 16-6 run, and they beat the Miami Heat 99-92 last night. The late spurt came after the Heat put together a 14-2 run of their own to take an 86-83 lead. Roy Hibbert had 23 points and 12 rebounds, while Lance Stephenson added 20 points. Hibbert helped the Pacers out-rebound the Heat 49-30 and outscore Miami in the paint 50-32. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh combined to miss 25 of 39 shots. James had a game-high 24 points before he fouled out with 56 seconds left. Miami will host Game 5 Thursday night. Well, Justin Williams and Jonathan Quick have put the Los Angeles Kings into the NHL's Western Conference Finals. Williams scored a pair of goals, and Quick stopped 25 shots as the Kings downed the San Jose Sharks 2-1 last night. Williams opened the scoring with a power play goal at 4:11 of the second period before making it 2-0 just 2 minutes 57 seconds later. Slava Voynov assisted on both of those goals. Quick was perfect until Dan Boyle beat him with 14:34 left in the game. The Sharks continued to press, but they couldn't get the equalizer despite outshooting the Kings 14-4 in the third period. The Kings now await the winner of tonight's game between the Chicago Blackhawks and the visiting Detroit Red Wings. Los Angeles will host the first two games of the Western Conference Finals if the Wings win tonight. Chicago is the best overall record in the league, so they'll be having home ice should they win in tonight's Game 7. A Rutgers University dean who took part in the search for a new athletic director said Tuesday that she's mystified and dumbfounded that a search firm didn't find red flags about the woman who was chosen for the job. Susan Sherman says that when Rutgers did a background check during her hiring, the school appeared to go back to kindergarten. She said she had limited involvement in the hiring of Julie Herman because Sherman was out of the country during much of that search. Herman was involved in a discrimination lawsuit while an administrator at Louisville, where an assistant track coach said she was fired for complaining about discriminatory treatment. Discussions also continue about Herman's alleged treatment of players herself while she was a volleyball coach at Tennessee in the 1990s. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have begun their final week of voluntary workouts, though you wouldn't know they've been voluntary by the attendance. Just about everyone has been at practice every day the past couple of weeks. No holdouts, no drama. Instead, the Chiefs, under new coach Andy Reid, have been busily installing their offense and their defense, getting acclimated with each other, and preparing for next week's mandatory minicamp. Not that it promises to be a whole lot different than organized team activities. The Chiefs have already started to nail down potential starters at several positions, including on special teams. They've also uncovered a couple of projects, such as college hoops player turned tight end Demetrius Harris, who has a legitimate shot at making the team. And the NFL has officially announced that the 2014 draft will be held May 8th through the 10th at Radio City Music Hall because of a scheduling conflict in April at that venue. The league has yet to decide on dates for drafts in 2015 and beyond. The last time the entire draft took place in May was back in 1984. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.